Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, you can visit teacherluke.wordpress.com. Hello, everybody. It's Luke here from Luke's English Podcast, as usual. And in the last episode of the podcast, I promised to you that I would record another one in which I didn't read from a script at all. I've talked about reading from a script before, and I don't think it's necessarily a natural way to speak. You know, we speak differently when we speak kind of in an unplanned way to when we're speaking things that we've written down. So in this one, I've decided I'm just going to speak in a completely unplanned way. None of this is scripted. In fact, I'm hardly even prepared at all. I just have an idea. That idea is that I wanted to do some kind of phrasal verb review with you, because you probably know that I've been doing this series of mini phrasal verb episodes, which you can find on the website. And I've just been thinking, I've been meaning for a while to kind of go through some of these phrasal verbs again, just to give you a kind of a review. And also just to encourage you, if you haven't started listening to them already, to go and check them out. So what I'm going to do here is I've actually got a list of the phrasal verbs that I've done so far. And at this point, I've done 62 phrasal verbs, all right? I was thinking about this idea of something called the Phrasal Verb Chronicles. Now, really, I just like the name, the Phrasal Verb Chronicles. It kind of sounds slightly mysterious and cool. So I just had this name in mind. That's it, really, the Phrasal Verb Chronicles. What can I do with that? And I was thinking, oh, maybe I could kind of make a story using the phrasal verbs that I've taught so far. And I'll be able to kind of do two things. One will be to kind of make up a story off the top of my head and do one of those kind of episodes, but also at the same time use it as a way of just sort of reviewing some of the phrases which I've taught to you on the website recently. So it's working as two things, a kind of a bit of fun and also a way to just try and jog your memories regarding some of these phrases. And that's it. That's the only idea I've got. So I've got no idea where I'm going to go with this story. But what I'm going to try and do is just kind of try and make up a story or make up situations in which I use these phrasal verbs. I'm going to try and do the first 50. That's right, 50. Now, if you want to study these seriously, you can. You can go to the website and listen to each episode and read the transcripts there and study them and get to know the different meanings and things like that. And if you've already done that, then you could just use this as a chance to try and spot the phrasal verbs, if you like. Just try and, oh, there's one. Yeah. Oh, there's another one. I wonder how he's going to use the next one. And just try and follow the way I'm using the phrasal verbs and the specific ones I'm using. If you haven't checked out any of my phrasal verbs, then you can just, well, you can kind of play the same game as you're listening. Just try to spot the phrasal verbs, okay? Where are they? How am I using them? Think also about the grammatical context I'm using the phrasal verbs in. Are they in like the progressive form or a passive form or something like that? Check out the other verbs and phrases that I'm using in combination with these phrasal verbs as well. And just try and work out the meanings of them as well, if that's necessary. And what you can do then is go and check out all the phrasal verb episodes and sort of, you know, just have a look at the ones that you might have missed or ones that weren't completely clear to you, and then you can kind of, you know, expand your vocabulary a bit. All right, so now I'm just going to start talking. Well, I already am talking. That's a ridiculous thing to say, isn't it? Not really. Well, anyway, I'm gonna now just try and make up a story off the top of my head. I've got absolutely no idea where it might go, but the aim is for me to just try and use these phrasal verbs in this weird, long, drawn-out situation, okay? And I think it's time to start now. Okay, so let's see. I was in a pub the other day. I wasn't really. This is just a story. But just imagine, all right, I was in a pub the other day and I was just there with a couple of friends. We were having a beer. And actually, I saw this girl on the other side of the pub and I thought, wow, she looks really nice. She's really fit. She's and brilliant. She looks really cool as well. This is before I had a girlfriend, of course. And I thought, she looks really cool. And I've seen her in this pub before. She looks like the sort of person who you could just talk to. And, you know, she kind of seemed to wear cool clothes and just had a good atmosphere about her. So I thought, this time, I'm in a good mood. I'm going to try and ask her out, okay? I'm going to go over there and I'm going to start chatting to her and see what happens. And then, you know, in some way, I'll try and ask her out, just try and ask her on a date. So I said to my friends, look, guys, I'm going to go for it, okay? You've got to back me up, okay? I'm going to need you to be my wingman on this one, all right? So just back me up. I'm going to go over there and try and talk to her and we'll see what happens. And so let's see. So I walked over to the girl. I said, hey, how's it going? And she's like, fine, thanks. And I said, hey, it's cool to see you in the pub again. I've seen you a couple of times, but never actually spoken to you. My name's Luke. I'm from Luke's English Podcast. And she said, oh, really? That's good. I'm sure that's very interesting. Thanks for telling me. And you say, and I said to her, sorry, you just sound a little bit sarcastic. And she said, oh, no, I'm not sarcastic at all. No, I don't know where you're getting that idea. No, no one's ever accused me of being sarcastic. It's like, and I said, really, that's odd, because you sound really sarcastic. Are you sure? You're not joking. This is a bit weird. And she said, what, I sound like I'm sarcastic? That's a bit weird, isn't it? Look, you think, yeah, I'm not joking. Just because of the way that I'm speaking like this doesn't mean I'm joking or anything, doesn't it? And I said, that okay, this is a bit weird. You just have a really, really sarcastic sounding voice. And then immediately I thought, this isn't going to work. I thought that she was great, but she's just really sarcastic and she doesn't even realise it. And I thought, I'm not up for it anymore. I'm going to bail out of this one. And I thought, how am I going to bail out of this? You know, and I just said, look, I just thought I'd introduce myself. You know, maybe I'll see you later. Okay, bye for now. And I just bailed out completely. And I walked back over to the other side of the pub with my mates. And I felt devastated, okay? I felt devastated because I thought, I thought that she was going to be cool. I thought that we were really going to get on with each other. I thought it was going to be great and that we might even start going out with each other or something. And then one day we would get married and we'd have an amazing family. But she was just really annoyingly sarcastic and, oh my God, I don't know if I can take it. And my mate said to me, come on, Luke, you'll be all right. Come on. You know, it's not the first time it's happened. You usually bounce back from this kind of situation. And I was like, yeah, you're right, aren't you? Yeah, I'm one of those guys. I'm just one of those guys who just bounces back. You know, just if I get flung into a corner, I'll just bounce back. I'm a bounce backer. I bounce back. In fact, I have bounced back. I'm back now. I bounced and now I'm back. So bring it on, okay? Let's go! And my friend said, all right, Luke, calm down. Don't get carried away. Don't get overexcited. You're okay, all right? Just be cool, okay? Just be cool, brother. And I was like, why are you speaking in that 1970s cool kind of way? And I said, look, you know, we don't speak like it's all cool and groovy, brother. We don't speak like that. It's not the 70s anymore. Come on, catch up. This is the 2010s? I don't know what you call this decade. It used to be the 90s, then it was the noughties, because it was like, you know, 00, 2000, the noughties. And now what is it, the teens, the 2010s? And my friend said to me then, he said, sorry, can I just chip in here and just remind you that you're supposed to be making a story out of this. And so far, it's going a little bit bizarre, isn't it, wouldn't you say? Because the story at this point has sort of disappeared, I would say. And I said to him, look, never mind that. It's time to buy another round of beers, okay? In fact, I've already ordered them. It's 20 quid. Come on, cough up. And so my friend, produced his money, and we had another round of drinks, and that was very nice. And I overheard a guy in the pub. There's some guy who was always there, just like going on and on about stuff. And I listened in, and he was going, "Yeah, well, you know what I think? I think the police need to crack down on crime. There's too much crime in this city. The police and the government need to introduce new laws and really crack down on the crimes that are being committed. And I thought, I'm going to have to get involved here. And I said, "Sorry, do you mind if I just chip in here? How exactly do you expect the police to crack down on crime? And in fact, which crime? You can't just say crime in general, can you? Which crime? Is there a specific crime that's that you think the police would crack down on?" And he said, "Well, you know, I think the main cause of problems in society today is the simple fact that," and I said, "Yes, the simple fact that." And he said, "The reason why the police should be cracking down," and I said, "Yes, cracking down. Yes, cracking down on what, crime? Yeah, crime. The main reason for that is because," and I said to him, "Look, you don't really know, do you? You don't know why people should, you don't know what kind of crime people should be cracking down on." And he said, "Look, can I just remind you that you're telling this story, none of this actually happened, and I get the impression that nothing is occurring at this moment because you can't work out what kind of crime it is that you think the police should be cracking down on, because you know that the next phrasal verb is to crack up, and you know, most people might know that to crack up means to start laughing. So what you're trying to do here is you're actually buying time so that you can think of a funny crime. Okay, so that then you can use the expression to crack up, meaning laugh." And I said, "That's very good. You're very intuitive, aren't you? It's amazing the way you're able to think, to know exactly what I'm thinking." And he said, "Well, that's because there's not two people. It's the same. It's just one person. It's just you, just telling a story. So get on with it. And let's see if you can find a way to introduce the expression to crack up." And I said, "Well, I think, to be honest, I have. We've just said it. Just said it a few times, to crack up." And then I said to myself, "This is very strange, because at this point, this podcast has become very schizophrenic. In fact, Luke, you know what you're doing? You're having a conversation with yourself." And I said, "That's right. I am actually having a conversation with myself. Maybe I'm cracking up. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm losing it, and I'm just starting to talk to myself." And at that point, I thought, "Well, I've had enough of this, and I just want to go home and just curl up on the sofa, and just, you know, go to sleep." So I said to my friends, "Look, guys, thanks a lot for the beers. Great to see you. Look, I've got to dash off. Okay, I've got to dash off. I've got to go home. I've got to doze off. Okay, because I'm fed up with this." And they said, "All right, fair enough, Luke. Fair enough. You just, you know, do what you've got to do, man. Because it's the 1970s, dude." I was like, "Okay, whatever." So I dashed off in order to doze off at home, and I got on the bus. And the bus was moving nice and slowly, and it was a very warm day, and I'd had a few beers, and I started to drop off to sleep. I was just, it's such a warm, lovely, comfortable bus. And so I dropped off to sleep, and at that point, I started having a dream. And let's see, I had a dream about simply going surfing. That was it. It was just a lovely dream about surfing. And then I woke up. Yep, I woke up, and I went home, and I turned on the TV. You know, I sat down on the sofa, turned on the TV, and the commercials were on, and it was just the usual nonsense. Just, you know, "Do you take two bottles into the shower? Why not use one bottle of Head and Shoulders?" You know, just usual annoying advertising stuff. And I thought to myself, TV really is dumbing down, isn't it? It's the dumbing down of modern culture. It really is. And at that point, I thought, right, I've got to get out. Got to get out now. I know I've just come home. I've just come in, but I've got to get out now. In fact, I'm hungry. Well, I think tonight what I'll do is I'll treat myself to a meal in a nice restaurant. So I thought, I'm going to eat out tonight. I really am going to, I'm just going to eat out in a lovely restaurant. And then I thought, oh no, wait a minute, you can't afford that. Because, you know, I don't get paid much. I'm just a starving English teacher and I have just a very meagre salary, which I have to eke out over the whole year. Hold your horses, Luke. Don't get carried away. You can't just go and eat out in some expensive restaurant whenever you want to. No, you've got to try and save money. So I thought, oh, well, I better stay in then. I better stay in at this point. And probably what I should do is work out how to move this story forwards in some way. Because I realise now in the story I'm just sitting at home. Nothing's happened. I'm just sitting at home. What? This isn't an exciting adventure story. This is just a guy sitting on a sofa. Okay. All right. So let's see. I thought, well, never mind the fact that I've got to save money, because I'm eventually going to get rich from doing Luke's English podcast. So to hell with my savings. I'm going to go out. And I just started to really build myself. I'm going to go out. I started building myself up. You know, come on, right, we're going to go outside. And I decided I was going to dress nicely in my, you know, nice suit and everything. And I was like really egging myself on. It's like, come on then, let's go out and have a lovely evening. And I was just egging myself up like that, egging myself on. And I went out and I had a really nice time. I ended up in a bar again. It seems that I spend a lot of time in bars and pubs. But anyway, I just ended up in a bar. I don't know quite how that happened. And who did I see in the bar? Who was it that I saw on the other side of the bar? It was the same girl, the sarcastic girl from the pub earlier on. And I have to admit that she was looking pretty good. Okay. And I couldn't help noticing that she was eyeing me up. That's right, Mr. Smooth over there in his suit had caught her attention. She was every now and then just like eyeing me up a little bit. And I thought, hello, okay. Second attempt, okay. It's never mind the annoying sarcastic voice. Actually, I don't mind. I don't mind sarcasm. That's fine. I'm English. I'm au fait with sarcasm. That's totally fine. So I thought, right, I'm going to go over there. So I was, you know, egged myself on. I was like, right, come on. And I went over and I spoke to her and I said, hey there, hey, I didn't catch your name over earlier on in the pub. And she was like, oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, we met in the pub, didn't we? Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Oh yeah, and I didn't give you my name? Yeah, all right then. And I said, I didn't give you my name. What's your name? Oh, right. Oh, you want to know my name? I see. Okay, well, let's say, shall we, that I'm called Jane, yeah? And I said, look, Jane, it's really nice to talk to you again, but I'm going to go back over to the other side of the pub because I cannot handle how sarcastic you are. And she said, oh, yeah, right, you can't handle how sarcastic I am, right? And I said, yeah, and I also can't handle the fact that you just repeat everything that I say, but in a sarcastic tone of voice. What do you got to say to that? Oh, I repeat everything you say in a sarcastic tone of voice? And I said, yeah, look, see you later, okay, I'm out of here. I've had enough of just faffing around. This always happens to me. I see you from across a pub or a bar and I think that you look really hot. And then when I come over here, we end up just faffing about, not actually talking about anything. And I just get really annoyed by your sarcastic tone of voice. Okay. So sorry that I did have plans this evening. I thought I'm going to go out and I'm going to take her out for dinner and it's going to be nice. But sorry, I think those plans are just falling through. I'm sorry to say these things to you. And she said, oh yeah, you're sorry. And I said, yeah, I'm not even convinced that you're sarcastic. I think that you're just kind of ironic. I think there's a difference. And I said, look, okay, I'm going to fess up at this point. I think I've been getting your voice wrong because you're meant to be sarcastic, but you're just kind of like ironic like that. I'm not sure that's really sarcastic. And she said, oh yeah, of course, because like sarcasm is when you say exactly what you mean. And I said, actually, that did sound quite sarcastic, so maybe I'm getting it right at this point. Anyway, look, and at this point I realised I was just nervous, you know. I was standing there, I had my pint glass in my hand, I was just fiddling with the glass in my hand, just thinking, oh dear, this is terrible. I really need to get out of this awkward social situation. I really do. And so I in the end, I just said, look, I really feel for you, because it must be hard having a completely sarcastic tone of voice like that. You know, it must be really, really hard. And she said, yeah. And okay, so I suppose, do you want to feel me up or something? And I said, what? Did you just ask me if I wanted to feel you up? That's really weird. In fact, I'm not even sure if you're being sarcastic there. I'm out of here, okay? I'm just flagging this up. You shouldn't say that kind of thing. Okay, that's really weird. Okay, so I'm out of here. Nice to see you again, Jane. Bye. Bye for now. And I thought, oh dear, I'm just devastated again by that, by this repetition of events. But anyway, I wonder if my listeners are managing to keep up with all these phrasal verbs that I'm doing. And I thought at that point, right, well, I'm gonna just go and sit down and just just read a newspaper or something. So I grabbed a newspaper and I just sat there with my glass, trying not to think about the embarrassing situation I just had with Jane. And I just sat there flicking through the newspaper and just wondering how the hell I was going to introduce the next phrasal verb into this story, a story which has no drama and very little romance as well, as a matter of fact. So I biding my time, flicking through the newspaper, just thinking, how am I going to introduce this next phrase? And I thought, well, all right, this is nice being in a pub. And hey, pubs are places where you tell stories, aren't they? They're traditional places where people gather round and tell each other stories, right? And I thought, okay, that's not happening. That's clearly what's going on in this culture. Everyone's just sitting around minding their own business. And I thought, okay, I think what I should do is try and introduce maybe sort of like a storytelling element to this pub night out. And so I started kind of gearing myself up to announce to the pub that it was story time. Okay, so I was kind of gearing myself up, and I was thinking, right, how am I going to get across this idea that what we should do is take this pub back to its traditional roots and gather round near the fireplace and tell stories to each other, never mind our mobile phones and newspapers and TV football coverage and stuff. Let's take it back to the origins. Let's go back to the time of Shakespeare and let's gather round and tell each other stories, oral traditions, right? So I was really gearing myself up to really get this message across to everyone. I thought, it's going to be brilliant when we have story time in the pub every Thursday. It'll be a great chance for everyone to get together and sort of gather around in a group and really get on with each other. There won't be a TV to really annoy you. No one will argue. No one will be getting at each other or anything like that. It's going to be fine. And I thought, I wonder if I'll get away with this, because they might not go along with it, you know? They might think, who is this madman? No TV, no mobile phones? You're crazy, aren't you? And I thought, well, it's a crazy idea, but I might just get away with it. Let's see. So I thought I'd probably better speak to the barman about this before I launch into it, you know? I'd probably better just check with him that it's okay. And so I said to the barman, excuse me, can I just ask you a question about a potential sort of fun evening that I've got planned in my head? And he said, sorry, Luke, but you did say this to me. Well, you have said this to me almost every day of the last 7 weeks. So what is it? You want to set up a story club where everyone shares old stories with each other? Look, I told you that I'd get back to you on that. All right. So and it's still the same case. Just leave it with me, and I'll get back to you on it. And I said, look, I never mind that. I've had enough of you promising to get back to me on this. And I've been waiting for 7 weeks and nothing. Nada. Zero. Zilch. Zip. Okay? And he said, how many words for nothing did you just say? And I said, I think it was zero. It was nada. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nothing. Something like that. And he said, that was pretty cool. That was... That was cooler than I expected. I don't know where that came from. That was quite. That sounded good. Let's do that again, because that was fun. Just all those different ways to say nothing. Some of them were like a bit Spanish and stuff. That's fun. How many times have you asked me about this story time in the pub? And I said, I've asked you every day for this last 7 weeks. And what have you given? What have you got back to me with? Nothing. Zero. Zip. Nada. Zilch. Nout. Nought. Absolutely nothing. And he said, all right, well, I'm really sorry about that. It's just that I'm very busy. And, you know, I find that I've got so many things to do every day. I just always get behind. I can never really catch up with all the things I have to do. And it's really hard. It's really hard, Luke. You know, sometimes I don't know how I get by. And I said, all right, mate, don't get down about it. No need to get depressed about how busy your life is. It was just a request, just an idea for story time in the pub. It could be fun. Imagine the amount of beer that people will drink, because they will have nothing else to do. Either, I think there's three possibilities. Possibility one is that they will all drink a lot because they'll be so interested in the stories and they'll be caught up in the spirit of things. Or option two, they will be so bored and so miserable by the story that they will be forced to drink in order to down their sorrows. In both of those cases, you're a winner. You're selling more beer. All right. The third option is that just no one buys any drinks and no one likes the stories, in which case you put on some music and everyone just gets down. OK, you have a disco. All right. And he said, look, this is pretty good. I think it's a pretty good idea, Luke. Now that I think about it, I think that what we should do is really just get down to this. We need to get started. We need to try and really get down to it. Okay, so when do you want to start? Do you want to start tonight? And I was like, yes, get in. Yes, I'd love to start tonight. Brilliant. Okay, and I just really started getting into the idea. All right, I started getting into the idea, and I thought all we need to do is start with a couple of people telling stories, and then everyone else will listen, and they'll be like, this is brilliant. I want to get in on this. This is really good. Everyone's going to start getting into it, and then, you know, eventually people will be saying, oh, have you heard about story time at the pub, and it's amazing. It's a very exclusive sort of club. It's a bit like Fight Club, you know, Storytime Club with Luke from Luke's English Podcast. And people will be saying, you know, you really want to get in with Luke, because that Storytime Club is where it's at. Okay. And there'll be meetings. There'll be like Story Time Club with Luke from Luke's English Podcast meetings. And I'll stand around. Everyone will have to take their shirts off. I don't know about the girls. They can keep, like, you know, their dignity. It's fine. Everyone will like have to get their shirts on. I'll be like, right, okay, here are the rules. The rules of Story Time Club with Luke from Luke's English Podcast. The first rule is, you do not talk about Storytime Club with Luke's from Luke's English Podcast. And the second rule of Storytime Club with Luke from Luke's English Podcast is, you do not talk about Storytime Club with Luke from Luke's English Podcast. You know, it would be cool. It would be kind of like the movie Fight Club. I'd be like Brad Pitt or something. And it would be amazing. And that girl, that fit girl with the sarcastic voice, would be so impressed that she'd get off with me, right? And it would be amazing. And then I think, wait a minute, Luke, calm down. You haven't started it yet. That might not even happen, okay? So come on, let's just take it easy. I think we should just get on with this and get Storytime Club with Luke's English Luke from Luke's English Podcast started. And so I thought, right, I'm going to go for it. And I stood up in the pub and I said, hello everyone, I'm Luke from Luke's English Podcast, and welcome to Storytime Club. That's when we are all going to get together, gather around, and tell each other old traditional folk tales. So you have to turn off the TV. That's it. Turn off the football. Turn it off. Yeah. You got to put your mobile phones away. Let's get started with Storytime Club with Luke from Luke's English Podcast. And one big bloke who was watching the football just turned to me and he said, get out of here. Get out of here. We don't want Luke's Storytime Club. Stupid. And I thought, well, never mind. I tried. I failed. And my dreams were dashed onto the floor of a traditional pub. And I thought, well, you know, at least I've still got my dreams. I can still dream about Storytime Club with Luke from Luke's English Podcast. And that's all right, isn't it? Oh, okay. And that's the end of the Phrasal Verb Chronicles, episode 1. And let's see. Okay. Now that it's finished, I wonder how it was. It was pretty stupid and pretty ridiculous. But did you find and notice all of the phrasal verbs in there? Let me just take you through the list of phrasal verbs. I'm just going to read them out as a list, just so you can kind of confirm which ones were in there. To be honest, it was pretty difficult. I don't know if you could realise. It was really hard constructing some kind of story in which I had to use all those phrases. It was really hard. And as a result, the story just didn't make any sense. I mean, there was a vague notion of a storyline, I suppose. But that was fun, actually. That was really fun because I had no idea what I was going to say next. It's good fun. You should try that. Try that game. Get a list of phrases or verbs or something and just try and make a story in which you use each one. That's, I think, I'm convinced that's really good practice. That could be a good project for you, okay? You could record yourself trying to do what I just did. You don't have to do all 50 of them. You could just do like 5 in a row, 10 in a row, and see if you can make them make sense and have fun with it. And that's quite a good way of practicing using these phrasal verbs. So here are the phrasal verbs which you may have noticed or you may have missed. Let me just remind you that you can go to teacherluke.wordpress.com and click on the button that says a phrasal verb a day, and you'll see this list and you'll be able to listen to each individual phrasal verb lesson and learn them properly. Okay, so here are all the phrasal verbs I used. Number one was to ask someone out, then to back someone up, to bail out, to bounce back, to bring it on, to get carried away, to catch up, to chip in, to cough up, to crack down, to crack up, to curl up, to dash off, to doze off, to drop off, to dumb down, to eat out, to eke out, to egg on, to end up, to eye up, to faff around, to fall through, to fess up, to fiddle about, to feel for someone, to feel someone up, which is a rude one, to flag something up, to flick through a newspaper, to gather round, to gear up, to get ready, to get across, to get along, to get at someone, to get away with something, to get something back or to get back to someone on something, to get behind, to get by, to get down to something, to get in, to get into, to get in on something, to get in with, to get off with someone, to get on with it, to get out of. And that's it. Okay, I realised I went super fast at the end there, but ultimately I thought, well, this is getting boring, all of these words, like all these prepositions with the word get. Where's the interest in that? The only way I can make that exciting is to do it faster. That is the end of this episode of the Phrasal Verb Chronicles, and I hope you've enjoyed it, and who knows, I might do another one of these soon in which I go through the other phrasal verbs. Maybe I'll wait until I've done 100 and then I'll do the Phrasal Verb Chronicles episode 2. That's it then. Speak to you again soon. Bye. 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 Thanks again for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, you can visit teacherluke.wordpress.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.